verse 13. I want to remind each and every last one of us in here today what Jesus said to his disciples as he delivered the Sermon on the Mount. He said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." I'm not going to change the thought. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, oh neighbor, don't you lose your salt." Following the Beatitudes, Jesus offered a series of teaching that, if incorporated in our lives, would revolutionize our very existence. And we see that in our text today, Jesus makes a pointed statement, praise God, when he said that you are the salt of the earth. Amen. And in this statement Jesus has given to us, I'm talking about human beings, I'm talking about you and I, I'm talking about believers in Christ Jesus, he has given to us an expression that has become one of the finest compliments that can be paid to an individual. See, when you want to underscore the worth of an individual, we might say that he or she is the salt of the earth. This statement shows the influence that Christians, yes, you and I, the influence that we have, not only in our homes, but in our jobs, in our community, in our state, and even in this world that we live in. Therefore, my brothers and my sisters, this morning, I want to say, you don't want to lose your salt this morning. Salt is a thing that's very precious. Salt occurs commonly, praise God, in nature, and there are some 14,000 uses, but you want to know that's only 3%. Of the world's salt production is used in our home. In Jesus' day, salt was not abundant as it is today. It was a rare commodity, praise God, so that when he says unto his disciples, as he speaks to us today, and he says that you are the salt of the earth, he was giving each and every last one of us a great compliment. Let me just give you a couple of properties about salt. See, salt paid the wages for the Roman soldiers. Thus, we get the English word that we call salary. Praise God. Not only that, salt was used in buying and the selling of Greek slaves. Thus, we coined the phrase that he is worth his salt. Therefore, we can see that salt is a precious commodity, one in which Jesus himself likened to Christians. Therefore, we don't want to lose our salt. Turn to your neighbor again. I'm going to nail it down today. Turn to your neighbors again and say, "Neighbor, oh neighbor, don't lose your salt." Praise God. You see, the reason why I don't want you to lose your salt, because the salt, praise God, has such a strong influence in this world, and we as born again believers, the reason why Jesus was telling those believers, don't lose your salt, because we are the very source of influence. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, you're the source of influence." Praise God. He said, "You are the salt of the earth." Praise God. A statement our Lord seemed to be stating quite clearly that the source of our influence is found in the persons of whom we are. Say it again. He said that you are salt. He didn't say that you have salt. He didn't say that you disperse salt. He said that you are the salt. And only as Christians are salt in the lives and the character, in their lives and character, can they exercise the influence that salt has in this world. You see, none of us exert influence upon another person by our words. If our words, praise God, if what we say is not backed up by what we are. Oh yeah, you see, it is the influence of our personalities that will produce change in other people. Let me tell you why. You see, first of all, salt, praise God, is pure. Turn to your neighbor and say, salt is pure. It's pure. You see, centuries ago, the Romans contended that salt was the purest of all things because it came from the purest of all elements. It came from the sun, praise God, and it came from the sea. Therefore, Christians who want to be spiritually influential must hold high standards of purity. Amen. Amen. We got to do it. I've already said that salt is pure. Don't y'all know that germs cannot live in salt? Just like salt is pure, God is trying to tell us that we have to be pure. Back in the book of Leviticus, every time they got ready to offer a meat offering, he would tell them to salt it down with salt. They got it up there. Leviticus chapter 2. Look what it says. And every oblation of thy meat offering thou shalt what? Season it with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thy meat offering. With all thine offering thou shalt offer salt. You know the reason why they say that? Because salt was pure, and Christians are to be pure. I like the way Paul puts it in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, when he said that I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What am I trying to tell us today? Praise God. If we walk around saying that we are Christians, praise God, we have to be pure. That's going to have to be some purity about us. Our hearts got to be pure. Our conscience got to be pure. Our thoughts got to be pure. Praise God. Paul was talking about that heart. And that thought process has to be pure. Philippians 4, verse 8, he said, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, what do you say? He says, think on these things, praise God. That's where your conscience ought to be. Our speech should be pure. Born-again believers don't have, I say it again, I'm going to say it again, don't have no business saying everything that come to their mind, praise God, especially when you are in the front of folk, praise God, because folks are watching us. Amen. Folks, our religion should be pure. Praise God. What am I trying to say? Praise God. Since we are the salt of the earth, we are the influence in this world. Don't you know it's your influence? It is you that's actually holding back the very wrath of God from coming upon this earth. That's the power that you have. That's the influence that you have. So you do not want to lose You don't want to lose that. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, whatever you do, don't lose your salt. Amen. So we see that it is the very source of influence. But the second part I want to make out is that we see the fear of that influence. Put that up there, the S-P-H-E-R-A-E, the fear. In other words, the reach. Praise God. How far our influence goes. He said that you are the salt of the what? Earth. Praise God. In other words, your influence should go beyond your house. Praise God. Your influence should go beyond your job. Your influence should go beyond your community. Your influence should go beyond your state. Your influence should go beyond your nation. Praise God. Praise God. Our influence has no ending. Salt. We are the salt of the earth. Salt is a preserver. It is a purifier. Therefore, where we are to unloose our pressing and purifying power, I just told you, throughout the whole earth. You see, there is something about salt. The presence of salt cannot be ignored. Amen. We got people, praise God, who shouldn't use it. Praise God, but when they taste a they take a bite of a meal and it doesn't have any salt on it, guess what? The first thing they're going to do, praise God, they're going to sprinkle just a little bit on it so they can have the presence of that salt in their mouth. Praise God. Salt gives spice, a flavor to food. Oh, yeah. Christians should add flavor to other people and to other people's lives. Praise God. Job asks a question. Job asks a question in Job chapter 6, verse 8. He says, can that which is unsavory, in other words, untasteful, be eaten without salt? I need not tell you the answer to that. Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? Praise God. I need not tell you the answer to that. Because if it's unsavory, man, most of us are going to take and put a little dash on it. Praise God. Something that's going to give it some flavor. In other words, see, Christians... is the life what salt is to food. What I mean by that, we are to lend flavor to other lives. First of all, salt creates a thirst. Everybody got quiet on that. Salt creates a thirst. If y'all not ashamed, because I'm not. How many of y'all used to go to the ballroom? Juke joint. Nightclub. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, y'all done been there? Come on, I'm trying to get mine up, y'all. How many of y'all done been there? Yes. Praise God. And look, and I'm raising a leg up too. Praise God. And guess what happens? When the beer sales are down, what the bartender does? He go up there, they're gonna pull out the popcorn machine. And if they don't pull out the popcorn machine, they're gonna pull out some of them potato chips. And praise God, they're going to get the ones that's got a whole bunch of salt on them. Praise God. And when they put that stuff out there and they put it out there and they give it to you free, they say, come on, man, y'all come on, get some popcorn. And as soon as you start getting that popcorn, praise God, I'm trying to show you something. Soon as you start eating that popcorn, the first thing you do, give me one more. Give me a quart. You talking about a 48 ounce, praise God. Give me a 50 ounce can because I got to have something to quench this thirst. So it creates a thirst.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 You have been blessed Highway, Alexander, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
K-A-Y-T. FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening. Awesome.